All right. We have some broadcasting to review.
Yeah.
Every morning, every Friday morning at 8 a.m., we have the emergency break of the week. And this year, the most prominent, most featured player has been Craig Rosen from the T-Box.
Boz.
Have you heard his latest?
I've heard about it. I've not heard this. I immediately started getting emails and tweets Saturday morning. Everyone's listening for it now, and just I think a lot of people are listening on their way to the Texas-Oklahoma game on Saturday morning. So
it's had to increase their ratings, just people tuning in to hear the next stumble.
He is a broadcasting miracle. He really is.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe him. He sounds punch drunk. It's like he shows up at 8 every Saturday morning just blasted or hung over from the night before.
Yeah, he's not your prototypical sounding broadcaster.
Okay, so
it's amazing he has a broadcasting job.
He's given us so many classics over the years. This is another classic, and I think it will, in many ways, redefine and rename, at least here among the ranks at the Ticket, a very prestigious radio award. Let's just take a listen to what happened this last Saturday morning. The error is quite evident.
We were up for an e-break on Friday. Now, whether it's George Dunham, whether it's Jeremy Moran, their board op, or whether it's our two-faced spy, Dave Wilson, who jets these over to Jeremy and George.
Well, you know what? You know why they do it. It makes them. It shows that being a radio personality,
a professional
is not
radio host,
very easy to do.
Well, it
and,
also
you
shows
know, they never win a Maroney, so they have to go beat up on us.
Wait.
And what's a Maroney?
What is a Maroney?
What?
What the hell's a Maroney?
Do you mean Marconi?
Yeah, you mean a Marconi Award, don't you?
Yes, I do.
trying to defend an e-break by causing one. Yeah, sorry, musers. Hopefully one day you'll win your first Maroni Award. Just shorten Maroni a little bit, and I think that's what you're really trying to say. Wow. You're plugged in, buddy. So anyway, the e-break on Friday.
I thought I was on a roll, too.
You were.
I was going to have
was
a perfect
he?
Show today.
No. Can't happen, Brad. Can't happen. A Maroni.
Yeah, his broadcasting was flawless up to that point.
How did he consider that a roll?
Yeah, he was on a real roll before that. Rick had to interrupt him because it sounded like he was about to fall asleep during a...
Show you how hard it is to be a radio...
professional? What?
A broadcaster.
That constitutes a role.
Yeah. That's pitching a perfect game so far.
That was right out of the gate on Saturday.
So he took the perfect game into what? The top of the first?
Yes.
Oh, man. It's love Scott Scully.
It's unbelievable. He's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't he?
Year. I don't know if we've ever had an e-break performer within a given season like this. This is amazing.
When I listen to them, I picture Rick in the role of Tom Cruise and Craig in the role of Rain Man. Rick is just kind of trying to guide him and trying to get the best out of him and put up with him. And wow. So does Rick enjoy working with Craig? Does he look for the e-breaks? And does he look to highlight the e-breaks, or does he wish we wouldn't have any e-breaks?
I think he enjoys that element of it.
I think he enjoys it, too. It's odd, though, because IRL, in real life, Craig is Rick's boss.
So he's got to be careful. It's a real slippery slope
for
him.
He's got to do a delicate dance when he's in the studio here, because he knows that Craig is a broadcast nightmare. I mean, America does that, right? But he has to get in here, and that's why you get kind of the almost paternal Rick Arnett that's kind of shepherding his little head injury, Craig, around.
All right, let's listen to the first half of that again.
We were up for an e-break on Friday. Now, whether it's George Dunham, whether it's Jeremy Moran, their board op, or whether it's our two-faced spy, Dave Wilson, who jets these over to Jeremy and George.
Well, you know why they do it. It makes them. It shows that being a radio personality,
a professional
not
radio host,
very easy to do.
Well, it
and,
also
you
shows
know, they never win a Maroni, so they have to go beat up on us.
Wait.
And what's a Maroni?
What is a Maroni?
What?
Isn't what the hell's a Maroni?
Do you mean Marconi?
Yeah, you mean a Marconi Award, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
How many times have we said Marconi on this station?
A million and one.
Promos. A Maroni.
What?
What? You got that right? A Maroni.
We're not trying to win the Michael Maroni Award.
Is that?
This week, is he going to say Geno Smith is the front runner for the Hemsman? All right, 6:07 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You'll get to hear that again, I'm guessing, Friday morning at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, something that is plaguing the Cowboys and the Longhorns.
That's it. I'm done.